This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda reiterates government's efforts to address problems seen in country's economy. CPN Maui Centre Chair and Prime Minister Prachanda presents political report at party standing committee meeting. Home Ministry forms probe committee to check veracity of claims made by Prem Prasad Acharya, who self-immolated on Tuesday. And 8 people, including 6 Chinese nationals, die after a cargo ship capsized off Japan's coast. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said the government has been effortful to address issues seen in the country's economy. Addressing the 17th Annual General Assembly of Marwari Sewa Samaj in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Prachanda said he faced the challenge of making the country's economy dynamic and resilient. The Prime Minister added that the government had been working to address the economic issues in collaboration with the private sector. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also pledged to fulfill people's aspirations by maintaining good governance in the country. The Home Ministry has formed a 6-member probe committee to investigate the matters made public on social media by Prem Prasad Acharya of Ilam, who self-immolated on Tuesday. The committee is led by Joint Secretary of Home Ministry Naren Prasad Rizal. The committee has the task of investigating the veracity of the claims made by the late Acharya and recommending the government regarding the necessary steps to be taken. Reaching the burn hospital at Kritipur yesterday following the incident, Deputy Prime Minister Ravi Lamichhane met the family members of the late Acharya. He also promised to investigate the matter and take steps to address issues mentioned by Acharya. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda and CPNUML Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli yesterday discussed the contemporary political issues. Prime Minister Dahal's press expert Manohari Timil Sinha said during the meeting held at Balwatar, the duo focused on issues of addressing the people's expectations and making the government's performance more effective. As shared by Prime Minister's press expert, they also discussed the issues of election to the member of the National Assembly and the government's performance. Prime Minister and CPN Maui Centre Chair Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda presented a report on contemporary politics at the party's standing committee meeting yesterday. Talking to media after the meeting, party's vice chairperson Krishna Bahadur Mahara said Chairman Prachanda presented written and oral political reports on the contemporary political situation. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalya has argued that there have been reforms in the election management after making the policy to regulate social media and social networking sites. At a discussion program on House of Representatives and Province Assembly Elections 2022 Mass Media Monitoring Report in Kathmandu yesterday, the Chief Election Commissioner shared that cooperation with Facebook and TikTok prior to the elections ensured good results from the regulation. He was of the view that social networking sites should be monitored by the Press Council Nepal by bringing them under its scope. The 71st International Customs Day was observed by organizing various programs yesterday. Addressing a program hosted by the Department of Customs in Kathmandu, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Paudel pledged to promote information technology IT in the overall infrastructure of customs administration. President Vidyadevi Bhandari attended the Basanta Shravan, a ritual organized at Nasol Chowk located in Hanumandhoka Darbar Square yesterday. On the occasion of Basanta Panchami festival, President Bhandari reached the Hanumandhoka and listened to the verses recited by the priest as per the ritual. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda and Speaker Devraj Khimire, among others, also attended the program. Vice President Nanda Bahadur Pun attended a reception organized on the occasion of the 74th Republic Day of India at the Embassy of India in Kathmandu yesterday. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Navin Srivastava hosted the reception. The program was also attended by Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, House Speaker Devraj Khemire, the Deputy Prime Ministers and members of the Council of Ministers, among others. Giving a brief statement on the occasion, the Indian ambassador said the exchange of high-level visits from both countries had added a new dimension to Indo-Nepal relations. On the occasion, Ambassador Srivastava honored the families of those Nepalese killed while serving in the Indian Army, and they were awarded with a cash prize. The embassy also gifted books worth 1.6 billion rupees to various 23 organizations. A meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee scheduled for the 29th of January has been postponed, citing a special reason. Nepali Congress Central Office Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel said the meeting had been put off due to special circumstances until further notice. Chief Minister of Gandaki Province Khagaraj Adhikari has asked the secretaries of the province government to expedite the processes to spend the capital expenditure while remaining frugal on current expenses. Taking briefings from the ministers and secretaries at the office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, Adhikari argued that financial good governance and development were a precondition to minimize the current expenditure. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudan Kirati has appreciated the role the tourist police has played despite limited resources. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 44th Tourist Police Day yesterday, Minister Kirati said tourist police played an important role to ensure security to the tourist, though there was a lack of resources for them. The National Information Commission, NIC, has fined the Chief Administrative Officer of Siraha Municipality, Baliram Yadav, 15,000 rupees for violating the Right to Information Act. The quasi-judicial body fined Yadav, reasoning that he denied information to the information requester Parshuram Saha as per RTI. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to an international update now. Eight people, including six Chinese nationals, have died after a cargo ship sank in Japan's waters. Authorities say rescue workers have been searching for survivors since the Jianxian went down on Tuesday evening. Multiple vessels and aircraft from Japan's Coast Guard and military, South Korea's Coast Guard and private ships have been involved in the search. Five people who have been rescued are said to be in a stable condition. The BBC quotes officials that six of the dead were Chinese nationals. Out of the 22 crew members on the ship, nine people still remain missing. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in province number 1, Madhes province, Bagmati province and Gandaki province, and it will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda reiterates government's efforts to address people's problems and the problems seen in country's economy. CPN Maoist Centre Chair and Prime Minister Prachanda presents political report at party's standing committee meeting. Home Ministry forms probe committee to check veracity of claims made by Prem Prasad Acharya, who self-immolated on Tuesday. And eight people, including six Chinese nationals, die after a cargo ship capsized off Japan's coast. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.